Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Sandra Wortham is the executive board president of the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. You got a big run coming up we're going to talk about. But Sandra, I understand that this foundation is very personal. You were at a cop at one time, right? Patrol officer?
No. And thank you for having me. No, I worked at the department as a civilian for a few years, but it was my brother and my father who served actually as sworn officers.
And you lost your brother?
Correct.
Killed in the line of duty.
Yes.
I know that date's coming. Yeah, I know that date's coming up. I saw it's in May, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's 15 years or 2 years or 16 years. I'm sure that day still has a pretty horrific impact on you.
It does, and you are correct. I appreciate you acknowledging it. It was May 20th, so yeah. It is coming up.
Yeah, and you just don't forget those days at all. And so even as a civilian and as a kid who grew up in a family of law enforcement officers, this is something close to your heart. And tell me what is going on and how can we help?
So as you wonderfully introed this, the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation is here to serve the families of our fallen officers. That is our core mission. We promise to never forget our fallen, and we do that in a variety of ways. And coming up this weekend on Saturday is our annual Run to Remember. It is a 5K along our beautiful lakefront here in the city. And we come out and we encourage the community to come out. And, of course, it's a 5K. People run, people walk, people push babies in strollers, bring their pets. But it's really a show of support for our fallen, and it's a show of support for our Chicago Police Department members who are working every day to keep us safe. And this year, unfortunately, we all know that the meaning of the run has such an enhanced feeling because of our recent loss of Officer Bartholomew. And, of course, we are keeping in our thoughts and our prayers his partner, who is still fighting to recover.
Yes. And you know, I know I saw the press release when it first came out. It was 607 officers, which now, unfortunately, has been bumped up to 608. These are people killed in the line of duty. I think about you as a family member and all those families and the ripples and the impact. And I just feel like it seems to be happening more often than it did in the past. Is that just me, or have we lost a lot more officers per year than we have in the past?
You know, I don't want to misstate the statistic, but I understand the feeling, because I do believe in I'd say in the last 10 years, we've taken hit after hit,
if
I can say it that way. And I always say this, I think the feeling really explains why these officers do the work, because they are subject to the same type of violence, unfortunately, that they work to protect us from. And it's really sad and tragic that we lose so many officers in the same way that we lose so many of our neighbors and our friends and civilians in the city. And, you know, that's why the job is so important. Because that's what they're trying to prevent. That's what they're trying to protect us from. But I agree with you. It feels like we are having this conversation very, very often. And I hope that there's something we can do about that.
Yeah. I had an encounter, it was several years back, with Chicago police officers on horseback. And of course, I, you know, one of those people wanted to go up and say hi to the horses, which is really not appropriate. But
of course.
I got into a conversation with one of the police officers, and the horse that I was paying a particular amount of attention to was named after a fallen officer. And then they went on to tell me that all those horses bore the names of fallen officers. I don't know if that's still procedure, but that moment where it all kind of came together, where it just kind of hits you in the gut, like, oh my gosh, you know, what about all the people behind these police officers, their families, their mothers, their fathers, their kids, and that's part of who you support, right?
Absolutely. So we honor our fallen by caring for their families as well. We know that when, as you just said, when an officer is killed in the line of duty, he or she leaves behind not just a department who's mourning, but their family, their community, their extended family. And so we have many programs at the foundation, but one of the ones that we are most proud of is our program to provide educational assistance for the children of fallen officers. We know that, again, as a daughter of a Chicago police officer, I know most police officers work more than one job. They work overtime. They have part-time jobs because, along with being servants to the community, they are wonderful parents, and they want to provide their children with the best education possible, and that costs money sometimes.
Yeah.
And so we try to step in knowing that these officers would want nothing more than to ensure that their children have every opportunity possible to excel, even in the face of this law. So our education assistance, the immediate financial assistance, you know, upon the loss, and then things like the Run to Remember, things like our candlelight vigil, all of the events we have throughout the year to say, your officer will never be forgotten, and look at all of these people who stand with you in that promise. I think it can't be understated, it can't be overstated, pardon me, how important that is to families.
Yes, it
is. Because when you lose an officer, the world does go on. Life does go on, and that is terribly painful. So when the community comes out, when the city comes out, when all of our many supporters at the foundation who make our work possible come out and stand with these families, that speaks volumes to our promise to never forget our officers.
And it's happening this Saturday, the 22nd annual 5K run and walk. Like she said, you could walk your dog, push a dog in the stroller. It's just about being there to support. And it's along the lakefront, which is always beautiful. And I love that you will have many of the photos of those that have given their life in the line of duty and will be remembered on Saturday. Is it true $24 million is what the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation has raised to date?
That number sounds accurate.
Wow.
And close.
Yeah. That's a lot. So I mean, that shows you the support that you have. And this is just one of the many ways I would imagine that you try and raise money.
Yes, this is definitely one of our main fundraisers. And you said it. It is because of the supporters. And we try to impress that upon officers when we talk with them as well. They are not alone out here. There are many people who support our police officers and value what they do. And this Run to Remember is one of the ways that we raise money to go forward with the programming we were just talking about for our young people, for the families of our fallen, to make sure that we are never forgetting their officers and standing there in the gap for them in a lot of ways financially.
So cpdmemorial.org, that's where people need to go. Yeah. Can they get all the info there?
They can get all the info there. It is not too late to register. We're doing packet pickup this evening for those who've already registered, and also tomorrow from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Chicago Police Training Academy located at 1300 West Jackson. And we will be doing registration at the packet pickup tomorrow. So if people want to come in and register there, they can register and pick up their bag. You know, we have T-shirts and just, you know, goodie bags for all the participants. And I will just reinforce, you do not have to run. I will tell on myself and say, I do not run. I do not walk. I go out and really enjoy being in community of supporters of our fallen, supporters of our Gold Star families, and supporters of our Chicago Police Department.
Thank you to you and your family for your service to this community. And again, I'm sorry on the loss of your brother, but I love that you're doing this in part in his honor and every other officer's honor. So thank you, Sandra. We appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much for having us and for letting us share this information. You be safe.
Absolutely.